Lord for itself. On the ninth day, he sent the people a message in the opposite camp. I don't call them enemies. I'd rather break my teeth, you understand? I'll never call them enemies of Islam. There were Sahaba in the other part also. He said, listen, if we are going to postpone this war for one more day. And he assured those people to whom he was sending this message, me, I don't fear death. I just want respite for one more night. So I can make more dua. I can repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And last but not the least, I can perform more salah. I have a passion for dua. I have a passion for salah. I have a passion to make istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now where are we from this part of the history? Do we have passion to perform salah, tahajjud maybe? Or do we have a passion to make istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the aspects we must bring into our life, imbibe and practice on this. Not speaking about the other things, man. Causing problems within the ummah. The night passed. It was noticed that this great grandson, the great son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spent the whole night in salah, repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making dua in the court of Allah. So the simple thing we are supposed to do, our ulama explain us, over the radio we get these programs coming. And last but not the least, my and your tabligh jamaat also teach us, perform salah, make dua, make istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The following day, comes the night, sometime around Zuhar, or maybe before that, virtually his army had emaciated. They were khatam ho chuke de, they were all finished. Few people were left. Wallah, under the shade of the sword, he announced two things. For a few minutes, this jihad must come to an end. Because you also and we want to perform salah with jamaat. Under the shade of the sword, he's giving da'wat. He's giving da'wat. And da'wat on this occasion to perform salah with jamaat. Now where are we with the da'wat all the time? I repeat, under that condition, the sword were around. He stopped. The people listened to him. Salah was performed. And he said, this salah must be performed with jamaat. Which I don't give importance to, we don't give importance. Under the shade of the sword, perform salah with jamaat. But these are the important lessons we've got to take. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. If there was some repetition in my word which you have heard in the past, I tend to apology for that. But think about this. Go home. At least some aspect discussing with the ladies who are not hearing us now. Gentlemen, we made a choice of two ayat of the Quran Sharif coming to the topic now. First, I want to put you into a very big story. A genuine story. A karguzari. We prefer to keep our congregation very happy nowadays. This happened somewhere in the 18th century towards the end. And the beginning of the 19th century. This is long before Tabligh Jamaat came into vogue. Tabligh Jamaat had been in the 30s or 40s, you understand? The story is as follows. The reports were coming to Central India. Now, Central India, we know, is Delhi, where the Markaz is now. From time immemorial, this area of Delhi, where the great ulama in the Mashaykh in Awliya Allah served the continent. There was no Pakistan at that particular time. There was no Bangladesh at that time. It was just one Indian subcontinent. So reports were coming that in the outlying villages, the Muslims were becoming murtads. Not one Muslim or two Muslimin. Villages after villages are becoming murtad. Gentlemen, this is a very serious thing. Sometimes we tend to point fingers, especially our Tabligh Jamaat. Why don't they make Muslims? Why don't they work in the non-Muslims? It's very simple. I am hungry. You walk up to me, Qasim, here's a tin of beans for you, man. Here's a blanket here for you, man. And next we put a Bible also in my hand. I'm going to listen to you. I will announce, I mean, 50 people Muslims. Fantastic. Where is their follow-up? We can't follow a simple case in our locality of a widow who needs our zakat money, an orphan child. But that also has to be done. And the follow-up is very, very vital. That person is not a Muslim. He's not right. He must be a Muslim. But wallah, we are causing a great disservice to that man. To Islam, to humanity and Muslimin at large, that you make him a Muslim because of certain circumstances, he reverts, he becomes a murtad. Wallah, to become a murtad is very, very serious. So, let's fix up our infrastructure. We can't bypass our responsibilities.
We have to work or fix up the whole infrastructure. So going back to my story, so the ulama, when they heard about this, villages after villages of people were becoming non-Muslims, they sent deputations down, not Tabligh Jamaat. And everybody had one basic lesson to report back. Our Gujarati report back was that these people had lost contact with the Quran. That's my topic here. They lost contact with the Quran. We have to understand, we've got many hukuk on the Quran. Five fundamental hukuk. Tilawat of Quran, number one. To learn the tajweed of the Quran, very, very vital. I don't mean learn so much tajweed, the poor imams have lost his job. But basic tajweed, ikhfa, idgham, ghunna, qalb, qaf, sheen, poi, makharij, basic thing we've got to learn. Hukuk of the Quran, tilawat, tajweed. Number three, everybody knows that we have to practice on the Quran. Very vital. To practice on the Quran, we have to understand the Quran. We make our appeal to the people at large. If in our masjid, there is no program of tafsir of Quran, organize something immediately, 5 minutes and 10 minutes. People will learn the Quran, they will practice on the Quran. And the last right of the Quran is to go in this world and propagate the teachings of the Quran to the people. Our time is very, very limited. We are only going to speak on one aspect of the Quran. But I outline the importance of the other aspects. So nobody can hold it against us. You will not emphasize the Quran or the meanings of the Quran. It has to be done. Tilawat of Quran, very, very vital. There is so many fazail for tilawat of Quran. Man qara harfam min kitabillah, falahu bihi hasana, wal hasana bi ashri amsaliha, la aqulu alif lam min harfun. But alifun harfun, walamun harfun, wamimun harfun. The meaning of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for every letter we recite of the Quran, Allah gives us 10 rewards. In the month of Ramadan, the reward becomes more. And there comes going the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward becomes even more. Allahu Akbar. Ulama explains 490 million on every letter. Don't look for this particular hadith anywhere, 490 million, you'll never find it. Great ulama and Mufti Kiram, check through the hadith. They put all the hadiths together, this is where we get the reward. So anyway, this is the story. The ulama became very concerned, they sent their deputation. Now we come into the crux of the whole story. Why did these people living in the villages become non-Muslims? Big question mark. Not one by one. Villages after villages. Wallah, they came to one conclusion. Because there was somebody operating in those villages. And unfortunately, they are existing in our communities now. I am addressing you directly. If you are entertaining this idea that don't understand the Quran, don't make tilawat of Quran, make tawbah now. I don't expect you to lift your hands now and make like this. But in your heart of heart, make tawbah. Ask many a person, why did you make tilawat? Me, I don't understand the Quran, I don't make tilawat. A'udhu billahi min zalik. Ask another person, make your child hafiz of the Quran. No, me, I don't make my child hafiz of Quran. What is your problem? He replied, I can't make him happy. Because memorizing the Quran, parrot fashion, anybody in this congregation, and whoever is listening to us, if we are entertaining this idea, to make our children happy, parrot fashion, make tawbah from that. To memorize the Quran, got his own fazail. So anyway, now what happened to those villages? That's important. Said, over the years, somebody told them what I just told you now. You don't understand Quran, don't make tilawah. And the interim period, I'll pull all my guts together and say to you people, the Hindu missionaries moved into those villages. I repeat, the Hindu missionaries moved into those villages. Now we got some idea who have been to India, they recite the Gita and the Ved. And the style of reciting is very melodious ways. Oh, the mic also they carry on whole night. So we give Azan Fajr and Isha time, they carry on with their Gita and Ved whole night through. So because these people had no ta'alluq with the Quran, no tilawat of the Quran, it began to take an impression on the heart. Ultimately, they became murtad. Imagine, gentlemen, sitting in our house, there is an elderly person who you call dada, nana, grandfather or grandmother. They're almost 79 years of age. This is the scene in the morning. They'll wake up, perform their salah, wuzu, salah. Then they will sit down. Because they can't sit on the ground, for some reason, they will sit on a chair maybe. They'll put another chair in front of them. This is the scene. They'll put a pillow on top of them. Then they will put a Quran on top of them. And with great zeal and zest, they will make tilawat of Quran, Allahu Akbar. That is the scene in our homes. elderly person. Now, we walk up to the elderly person, Dada, Dadi, Nana, Nani, grandfather, whatever it is. He listens, you don't understand the Quran, don't recite the Quran. Wallah, what a great disservice to Islam and the Muslims. I hope you understand what we are trying to say. So vital on this occasion, tilawat of Quran. And don't forget the other four hukuk of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala give me and you tawfiq of making amal. So Sheikh, that was in relation to tilawat of Quran. Now comes the preservation of the Quran. We have to understand that we have to preserve the Quran. It is not the work of the ulama only to give lectures, write tafsir, or hold debates and whatever the case may be. Or if somebody picks up their pen badly against Islam and the Muslimin, it's not only the work of the ulama ikram. It is the work of every layman in the Muslim community, the side of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.